Chapter 1. Understanding Today's Teenagers. Teenagers didn't even exist 70 years ago. Well, sort of. At least, they weren't given their own separate generational distinction until the recent past. The word teenager first came into popular use around the time of the Second World War. Though many changes have taken place since the first teenagers arrived formally on the social scene, there are plenty of similarities between the teens of the 1940s and those of the 21st century. From the early days of emerging teenage culture to its contemporary counterpart, the underlying themes have been the same: independence and self-identity. Throughout the years, teenagers in our American society have been active in searching for their identity while trying to establish independence from their parents. Neither of these themes played too loudly in the pre-teenager era. Before the industrial age, teens worked on their parents' farms until they were married and were given or inherited their own acreage. Identity was not something that teens sought. He was a farmer from the time he was old enough to work in the fields. The adolescent boy or girl was a child until he or she married. Then the child became an adult. The search for independence and identity. Until the early 1940s, independence was unthinkable until the adolescent was married. However, a lot of that changed with the coming of industrialization. One's identity became more a matter of choice. You could learn a trade and work in the factory, thus becoming a machinist, a weaver, a cobbler, etc. Independence was also more of a reality because securing a job could mean moving to a neighboring village where, with monies earned, one could establish a separate residence from parents. Thus, the larger cultural changes became the backdrop for an emerging teenage culture. Since the 1940s, teenagers have followed this paradigm of developing independence and identity, but they have done so in a rapidly changing world. One by one, electricity, telephones, automobiles, radios, airplanes, televisions, computers, and the internet have expanded the possibilities of developing new styles for seeking